Pakistan's new Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif took office this week, promising economic growth and an end to the country's crippling power outages. There are blackouts just about every day, forcing factories to close, putting people out of work. The BBC's Shahzeb Sowali reports.
I'm here at Bilal Textile Factory. They have a multi-million dollar export business. Now, the textile industry is the backbone of Pakistan's economy, and this is one of many industries which is suffering severely because of regular and deep power cuts.
My name is Salim Dalal. We have been in this business for the last three generations, almost one century old textile business. I'll show you the process where we start our weaving.
Let's take a look.
Since 1.5 years, we are facing acute power shortages, where we have to shut down our 30% production. The biggest problem is that we cannot fulfill our commitments with the customer. So most of the Europeans and Americans, they are very scared to buy from Pakistan these days because of our energy crisis. This is the biggest problem we are facing in this textile industry right now.
Who is responsible for the state of affairs?
Government. Nawaz Sharif is a very serious businessman, and I think he will come up with the solution of the energy crisis. I'm very much hopeful.
But Mr. Dalal's optimism is not shared by everyone. A short distance away is another, much smaller weaving factory, where the owner is fed up of the unpredictable power cuts.
My name is Mohammad Iqbal Godil. I have a small weaving factory, 32 looms.
So unlike the other factory we were at, this factory is dead quiet because the machines are not working. The labor is sitting outside.
My labor.
They've been sitting outside for how many hours?
6 hours.
So they've been waiting for the power
waiting to come back.
Yeah. So the factory can restart.
Yeah.
And this happens every day?
Every day.
How does it make you feel?
Very upset. My heart is said I've closed this business and...
You're thinking about quitting?
Quitting.
Your son is here. He's a business graduate. What's your name?
Ahmed Iqbal Godil. I recently joined him, and it's my training period these days. But looking at
the state of affairs, what do you think? Do you have a future in this?
Well, I say my future is very dark right now.
The new government in Pakistan will have serious challenges on its hands. Among them, low growth, rising prices, and joblessness. But it is the power crisis that is really hurting the nation. And Raza Jafri, who is head of research at a Karachi investment firm, says having campaigned hard on the issue, Sharif now has the mandate to start making some difficult decisions.
This will need belt tightening on some fronts because you will see tariffs increasing going forward.
Back at the weaving factory, the power has returned. The electricity is back on. Workers who were sitting outside have just returned to the factory. And I can see smiles on their face. When they were sitting outside, they looked totally dejected. Like most Pakistanis, they can only hope that the incoming government of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif will be able to end the nation's crippling power blackouts and with it, save factories and jobs.
The BBC's Shahzeb Jalani in Pakistan.